This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House Oversight Committee issuing a series of subpoenas for information about Jeffrey Epstein and for depositions from Bill and Hillary Clinton, former FBI directors James Comey and Robert Mueller, as well as six of the last seven attorneys general. The search for a quadruple murder suspect in Tennessee is now over.
Hours after a shelter-in-place order was issued in the town of Jackson, Tennessee, where home security cameras captured video of a man with a rifle trying the doors of home Sunday night, police announced that they had caught Austin Drummond. The 28-year-old has been on the run for a week after the bodies of four family members were found last Tuesday.
ABC's Jim Ryan. A 300-page report from the Coast Guard on the implosion of the Titan submersible in 2023 strongly criticizes the company responsible for organizing the expedition and its CEO, saying there were numerous warning signs. Air quality not great in several northern U.S. cities because of smoke from Canadian wildfires. This is ABC News.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. National Night Out events will be held across the country today, including Richland Center. National Night Out is an annual community building campaign held on the first Tuesday of August each year that promotes police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make neighborhoods safer, more caring places to live. The fifth annual Richland County National Night Out will be hosted by the new nonprofit Richland County National Night Out, made up of members of law enforcement, the fire department, ambulance, and members of Partners for Prevention of Richland County. It will be held from 5 to 8 at a new location this year. This year's event will be held at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The evening will include canine demonstrations, emergency vehicle displays and demonstrations, a first responder team challenge, Tiny Acres Animals, bounce houses, and DJ music with Phil Nee and Gary Gutenecht. Back this year will be the K9 5K walk run beginning at 5:30 with registration beginning at 4:30. The fifth annual Richland County National Night Out will be held tonight from 5 to 8 at the Richland County Fairgrounds. All ages are invited to attend. Food and refreshments will be available for purchase from the Kiwanis Club, Lions Club, 4-H, and the Boy Scouts. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 4.7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.93 per gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A rainy night in Georgia. The Brewers and the Braves playing in the mist. Top of the fourth, two men on, and the Brewers' Isaac Collins at the plate. FanDuel Wisconsin.
Well, 3-2 on Collins. See if they send Yelich. He goes, and a swing and a drive to right field. This is hit a ton. It is gone for Collins. A three-run shot. The Brewers have the lead. Seventh home run of the year for Isaac Collins.
How about this kid, Isaac Collins?
The Brewers held on to win 3-1. Their fourth win in a row, thanks to some great base running. Pat Murphy.
I still chalk it up to we base run, you know what I mean? William taking off 3-2 there. The threat of Yelly sealing there 3-2. Maybe it changed the pitch that they threw Collins. Who knows? But credit to Isaac. You know, he put a great swing on a pitch.
NFL, the Packers' new starting defensive back, Nate Hobbs, out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery. The team hoping to have him back for the season opener against the Lions. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Mostly sunny today with high temperatures reaching 80 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds filter in, lows slide to about 60. And for tomorrow, more sunshine and more low 80s. But by night, chances for showers and storms, especially overnight and into early Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck. Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse and bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find the story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll discuss the Trump tariffs. They're off, they're on, they're up, they're down. But what does it mean to us in Wisconsin? We'll be joined by Wisconsin business owner Kyle LaFond on that and also PBS.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. News from the Center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, it's Terrific Tuesday. Top of the day to you. We've got a lot to talk about today. We watched others fall. Now the edge is beneath our feet. Also, are Republicans cooked for the midterms if they can't gerrymander the vote? And Moody's, you know, the big econ company, says we're on the precipice of recession. We'll cover those things in this first hour. In the second hour of the program, will the Trump administration force some travelers to face a $15,000 bond to enter America? And from what countries? Well, I can pretty much guarantee you 100% of them will be black or brown people. Also, U.S. citizens jailed in Los Angeles ICE raids speak out saying, yeah, ICE came ready to attack. And voters of color make up over 60% of Texas now. But under this map that Republicans are proposing, they only have meaningful power in 13 out of 38 congressional districts. That's not democracy. That's apartheid by ballot. We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, how authoritarians cook the books and how right-wingers change a state from blue to red by investing in media. We'll cover all these things here as we go through the program. It's just you and me all 3 hours, no guests today. But a lot to talk about, an awful lot to talk about. We start out with, we watched others fall. Now the edge is beneath our feet. And this is real. I mean, you know, we are no longer on the edge of entering a phase of fascism. We have already entered it. We are now on the edge, the precipice of the end of democracy. Of absolute fascism, of the destruction of our public education system, of the destruction of our university system, of the destruction of our scientific systems, of the destruction of our economy, reorganizing it so it only works for the very, very wealthy. It's already largely there. The destruction of our middle class, the destruction of our media, the destruction of our court system. The implosion of the competence or the ability of our legislature. I mean, we watched this happen in Russia, right? When Putin came in 1999, he was like, you know, Russia was a democracy for the first time ever in 1,000 years. And everybody was cheering it, and isn't it wonderful? And you know, what did Putin do? Well, immediately they had a couple of apartment buildings in Moscow that were blown up by what was believed to be Chechen separatists. And Putin used that to declare a state of emergency. And he used that state of emergency then, which granted him extraordinary powers under the Russian Constitution. He used that to suppress the press, to suppress dissent, to cow his legislature, and to get around or ignore his court system. And, you know, in the process, he ended up changing his constitution, and Russia is no longer a democratic republic. It's no longer a democracy. It's now an absolute dictatorship. Same thing in Hungary. We saw Viktor Orban do the same thing, or something very, very close. He brought oligarchs in to buy up all of the media in the country. They broke the media with lawsuits, mostly libel lawsuits, which is exactly what Trump is doing. You will recall Viktor Orban came over to the United States, came to Texas, 4 or 5 years ago, and gave a speech at CPAC where he said, you should do what we did, you know, destroy the media and seize control of your country. And this has become the plan, you know, the Republican plan. I mean, there's a formula to this. And as I said, Putin followed it. Orban followed it. And this is the modern era. Hitler pioneered this stuff, although he wasn't the first. I mean, you can take this all the way back to the Caesars. But, you know, in the relatively modern era, Mussolini and Hitler and Pinochet and all of these guys, number one, manufacture a crisis or exploit a real crisis. Number two, declare an emergency. And number three, seize powers that the Constitution doesn't grant or only grants in emergencies. Number four, bypass Congress. Then after that, you bully or ignore the courts. Then you use masked secret police and the military against your own residents. Then you send people to foreign concentration camps. Then you build concentration camps within the United States. Then you prosecute lawyers and judges. Then you assert control over universities. Then you merge corporate and state interests. And you cow the media into silence about your corruption and crimes. Then you call it all law and order. I mean, you know, look at what happened in Los Angeles when Trump brought troops into Los Angeles, the Marines, in addition to ICE coming into Los Angeles with their masks on. The press treated this like it was a one-off, like, oh, look at that. He tried this out. It didn't work, and he stopped. We can all go back to you know, playing pinochle now or whatever. Well, no, this was a test. This was a test run of a new kind of American autocracy, the exact same kind or a very similar kind to what Putin is doing in Russia and Orban is doing in Hungary. It's an old playbook, and we keep getting sucker punched by it every time, you know, Trump pulls some new outrage. And all around the world, autocrats and aspiring autocrats are watching what's going on here and going, I can do that. I mean, you know, crises that either don't exist or are deliberately exaggerated can be invoked to trigger temporary emergency powers that just never get relinquished. And increasingly, I think Americans are realizing that Putin, Orban, and Trump are all reading from the same authoritarian playbook that Hitler authored. And if we don't recognize that pattern soon, we could be stuck in Act Three here with no way out. I mean, you know, Putin used the attacks, you know, as I mentioned, by the Chechens, although there are some people who believe that it was actually the FSB that did it, the secret police in Russia. But whoever it was, that's really, you know, he never looked back. That's how he rose to power. Same thing in Hungary. Orban, same thing. Claiming that brown-skinned immigrants were causing crime, and there was a famous rape of a woman in Budapest and all these things. And Orban said, you know, I mean, when he ran for re-election in 2010, one of his slogans was build a wall. And he actually did. In Hungary's southern border, they built a wall. They passed in March of 2020, theoretically in response to COVID, Orban got the legislature, the parliament in Hungary, to pass a law giving him temporary, basically the right to rule by decree. If he issued an executive order, it became law. Well, that emergency power that he was granted 5 years ago never went away. He still has it. And, you know, and then he came and spoke to CPAC and said, do what I'm doing. And sure enough, this is what Republicans are all about. I mean, Trump may lack Putin's cunning or Orban's ideological discipline, but he shares their disdain, their functional hate for democracy, and their love for absolute unchecked power. Trump claimed a national emergency during his first term to build the wall down south, to steal money from, you know, soldiers' housing. And now in his second term, he's just going all in. If we just had a handful of Republicans, we could stop this. We all need to be reaching out to Republicans who represent us and saying, do you really want to go down this road with Trump? You know, consider your democracy. Consider America first.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's just about 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Be part of an historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, former president of Poland, and one of the world's greatest leaders on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. Register today at historyexplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead. Democracy is being tested. Freedoms are under pressure. The world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's great turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, just head over to historyexplorer.com. Once again, that's historyexplorer.com to reserve your seats now.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. We're exploring redistricting this week, including its cheating side. By manipulating which voters are in a voting district, the party in power can rig the system to guarantee a win for that party. Ronald Reagan called it the anti-democratic and un-American practice of gerrymandering. Gerrymandering was named for Elbridge Gerry, Massachusetts governor and signer of the Declaration of Independence, who approved an 1812 partisan map resembling a salamander. Partisan legislatures still pack members of their own party into snake-like districts to create safe seats and protect incumbents, or crack a district which leans to the opposing party and dilute its power by adding friendly voters. Gerrymandering flies in the face of the American ideal of competition. Safe seat incumbents don't have to work as hard to get elected because once they win the primary, they're a shoo-in to win the general. It suppresses competition between parties and new candidates whose ideas might benefit constituents. Primaries become a race to the bottom as candidates cater to hardcore, more extreme party primary voters and ignore centrist voters and independents. The lack of competition also suppresses turnout, as voters say, "Why should I bother? It's already decided." There's an even more insidious form of gerrymandering, racial gerrymandering. We have more on that tomorrow. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You probably heard the rumor, you know, you can't regrow cartilage, but that's not entirely true. Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most, for healthy joints, skin, bone, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into your coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key, so right now get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It's only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath, P-A-T-H, getnativepath.com/THOM. Feel younger, feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. getnativepath.com/Tom.
But he cried out for war. From the Capitol Hill, no riot, no fire, no threat in the air. Just a man with a crown and a vacant stare. Another freedom erased with a clenched white fist. We're standing on the edge of the authoritarian cliff, with flags in our hands and truth adrift. Hungary fell and Russia too, and now the mirror shows a red, white, blue. So raise your voice.
Republicans are cooked. Nebraska Republican Mike Flood, a member of Congress, House of Representatives, tried to give a town hall last night in Nebraska, and the audience just heckled him mercilessly, calling him a liar, yelling, vote him out. At one point, they all chanted, tax the rich. Now, this is Nebraska. I have a hard time believing that the only people who showed up for a Republicans' town hall were Democrats. Richard Whitaker on Blue Sky noted, Mike Flood won his district by 20 points. Moments like this are why I always say that any seat is flippable. Former Biden administration Neera Tanden wrote on X, quote, Mike Flood, we don't have unlimited in the United States, but we can ensure the wealthiest Americans have more tax cuts. This is why they're trying to rig the midterms, because they know how voters hate how they vote. Matthew Beckman wrote, look, this is... his sweating like Nixon moment, but it's also the moment Dems could make billboards of this guy and really make him sweat. Mike Flood, he voted to take your Medicaid away, then lied to you and said he didn't. Video archivist Eileen Chansey said on Blue Sky, I'm not going to be happy till I see Mike Flood cry. And former national political blogger Pam Spalding said, guess what? Guess that whole send them home early to escape Epstein didn't work. MAGA Mike Johnson, Rep. Floyd, is getting spanked hard here. And then somebody else in the audience yelled, why are you covering up the Epstein files? And so his response was, well, you'll find my name as a sponsor to release them all. But last month, Republicans voted against an amendment that would have mandated the release of the Epstein files. So which way is it going to be? And then, you know, of course, they all flood town. So, you know, get out of town quick. Meanwhile, the chief economist, Mark Zandi, over at Moody Analytics, says the U.S. economy is, quote, on the precipice of recession. He says there's stagnant consumer spending, contraction in the construction area, in large part because of ICE raids, but also because the economy is softening. And manufacturing is in decline right now as well. We've lost more than 100,000 manufacturing jobs just since Trump came into office and started his insane economic stuff. Rising inflation is going to make it harder for the Fed to deal with this thing. Unemployment remains low, but Zandi says that's because old people are aging out of the workforce, and Hispanic people are being pulled out of the workforce by ICE. And that's why unemployment remains low. He said the foreign-born workforce is shrinking and labor force participation is falling. And he said, what's the cause of all this? Quote, U.S. tariffs and restrictive immigration policies. So here you have policies that are, you know, the cornerstone of Donald Trump's presidency. Get rid of the black and brown people, kick those Haitians out of Springfield, kick all those Mexicans out of the construction sites and the meatpacking plants. Number one. Number two, give massive trillions of dollars in gifts and tax breaks to billionaires. Number three, kneecap the green industry, the 21st century energy industry, and embrace the 19th century fossil fuel industry with more subsidies and more bailouts. And then, you know, tariff goods coming into the United States and have American consumers pay those hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs. All of this stuff is kneecapping our economy. It's just destroying it. And it's going to get worse. Mark my words. There is going to be a severe recession in the next year or two. It is. This is like the law of gravity. So what do you think? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? We dare to say, not a chance.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be right back with your calls on the other side of the breaks here. Stay with us. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night and hates it. CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPAP is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPAP is the stop snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPAP. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAP.
Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off enjoying the sights and sounds of some of my favorite places in Wisconsin. Guest hosts are stepping in with sharp insights into Wisconsin politics and beyond. Don't miss these great conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. It's a busy week for Walk with Grace organizers. The Captain's Night and Survivors Reception will be held Wednesday night beginning at 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The evening will include a free will donation pizza buffet and a short program at 6 featuring researchers from the Carbone Cancer Center in Madison and Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Cancer survivors are also invited to register and receive a free gift. Team captains are urged to turn in team packets. All calendar raffle tickets and luminaries sold must be turned in at this time to count towards the team total for this year. Money can be turned in at the walk, but will not count towards the team total. The 2025 Walk with Grace will be held Friday night at Kroska Park in Richland Center. The opening ceremony will be held at 6, with the luminary ceremony at 9. All are invited to attend to support those who are battling cancer and remembering those who lost the fight. Food and refreshments will be available beginning at 4. There is still time to get car raffle tickets and luminaries. The Grace office will be open Tuesday and Thursday from 11 to 3. Tickets and luminaries will also be available the night of the walk. Also a reminder, Walk with Grace teams who have calendar raffle tickets they are not selling are asked to turn them in as soon as possible. There are a number of teams in need of tickets, and there are none left at the Grace office. If you have tickets you are not using, please call the Grace office at 608-604-8255. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Mostly sunny today with high temperatures reaching 80 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds filter in, lows slide to about 60. And for tomorrow, more sunshine and more low 80s. But by night, chances for showers and storms, especially overnight and into early Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at mda75.org.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, political consultant Joseph Pecky will join us. We're also going to talk tariffs and so much more with Derek Van Ruden and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9
to
11.
For all of your support. know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
They say we're small, but history knows it only takes a spark before the fire grows. Not 50%, not even 10, just the hearts of a few rising up again. From the fields of Maine to the Georgia pines, and college towns and factory lines, we're standing up, we're making noise. Everyday women, men and boys. One in every 28, that's all it takes to bend the arc, to raise the stakes. We're marching forward, hearts ablaze, from muddy roads and darker days. With hands held high, we won't be late to change the world. Just one more. No need for
that's thrones. That's Eric Chenoweth's math. 3.5% of the population can produce, you know, or historically has produced major change. We'll see. We'll see. I'm hopeful, but I'm alarmed. Christopher in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Christopher, what's on your mind today?
Hi, how are you doing today, Tom?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
So my call is, I'm concerned. I know the 22nd Amendment, and it makes it impossible for him to run again. But I've seen what he's doing with the ballroom renovations and stuff like that. And I just have this feeling he's not going to leave, and he's going to try to maybe declare martial law. Maybe try to, I'm afraid he's not going to leave office. How can we be assured that in 2029 we'll have a peaceful transfer of power to another administration?
Well, in 2029, Donald Trump will be 83 or 84 years old. And
yeah, yes, he will.
So, you know, the funny thing about human aging is that during the first 20 years of our lives, we go through this explosive period of growth, you know, from 7 pounds to, you know, to 200. And then for the next 60 years, roughly, we kind of stay the same. I mean, you know, we kind of slowly gray and all that kind of stuff. But then the last 20 years of our lives, you know, basically from 80 to 100, what happens is that we kind of go through the reverse of the first 20 years. We start basically falling apart rather quickly. And so I'm skeptical that by 2029, Donald Trump will even be capable of running this country, or even alive for that matter. I mean, you know, he's not healthy. It's not at the top of my list of fears, Christopher. I'm more concerned that long before 2028 or 2029, he's going to corrupt this country to the point that, you know, we've hit some kind of point of no return. That's my big concern.
So, okay. Are you more concerned about him rigging the midterm elections, trying to do whatever he can do to? Or do you think if we win by a high enough percentage that it's still, even if they try to rig it, we could still take over the House if we can win the popular vote maybe by 8 points or 9 points? Because you can only bring it gerrymander it to a certain point, right, basically?
Yeah, in theory anyway, yeah. And now we're seeing some Republicans in Texas who are dissenting, but, you know, we'll see how this plays out. But, yeah, my big concern is that he's trying to rig the 2026 elections, and that we may see some signs of this. You know, Virginia, I think, is the only state that's holding statewide elections this year, this November. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens this year, because I think it's going to tell us a whole lot about what's going to happen next year. But we all need to be keeping our eyes open, and we all need to be volunteering to become election workers.
I agree with you, because if you look at his poll numbers and everything else, they should probably lose the House by at least 15, 20 seats. And that's actually traditionally anytime the incumbent president loses the midterms, especially if you're unpopular like Donald Trump is. So he knows the numbers, like, oh, shoot. I think what his biggest concern is, if we lose the House, the Democrats would have the power to subpoena me, and I could be subpoenaed for the last 2 years. I think that's his biggest concern.
It actually is. That's his fear. And that's the Republicans' fear, too, because they've all been participating with him in a whole series of cover-ups. and, you know, of everything from the corrupt deal with Mayor Adams to well, everything. I mean, you just go through this long list. Christopher, thank you for the call.
You don't think
on.
You too, thanks. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Gordon in O'Brien, Oregon. Hey, Gordon, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom.
Hey.
Last time we spoke a couple weeks ago, my phone got cut off for some reason.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But anyway, I think something significant happened yesterday with Kathy Hochul, the New York governor.
Yeah, I saw the clip.
And she said that, I was reading here. It says, "We will not stand on the sidelines with timid souls," Hochul, the Democrat, said. "This is a war. We are at war." And that's what I've been hoping for a while, is that some of the blue state governors get together and form like an alliance. And there's like 14 solid blue states with a population of about 128 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So my idea is that, you know, Kathy Hochul can go further and use the state police to round up some ICE gangs, you know, that are wandering around, or maybe file manslaughter charges against the six Supreme Court justices for all the women that died from...
I don't think any of that stuff is going to happen, but she's certainly enthusiastic about providing sanctuary to the Texas Democrats. And that's
yeah.
And she's using the kind of language that I think this time requires. I thought, you know,
yeah,
Rachel Maddow last night really knocked it out
of
the
park. Even if you don't get the Supreme Court justices, it would be good news on the TV to look at, other than listening to Trump. And for example, Kristi Noem could be issued a warrant of arrest for conspiracy to assault Senator Padilla, and as a hate crime.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. And Padilla, in my opinion, should have filed charges against those guys who took him down. But, you know, Democrats are just too damn nice. Gordon, I get your point. I get it. Thank you very much. TJ in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Hey, TJ, what's up?
Hey, happy summer, Tom.
Thank you. Back at you.
Yep. I had two really big concerns. And the first one is gerrymandering.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on since the mid-1800s, I guess.
Well, it's been going on since Elbridge Gerry started it in Massachusetts, I think in the election of 1800. But, yeah.
Yeah. And all here we are in 2025, and nothing's been done about it on both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of rhetoric and so forth, but we need action. We need to sit down and maybe take half of your show and explain to people what gerrymandering really is and how it rigs our election.
I think people are figuring it out. And you know, the unfortunate thing is that, you know, half a dozen Democratic-controlled states have ended gerrymandering, which has given Republicans, you know, reasonable representation coming out of those states, whereas a bunch of Republican-controlled states, to the best of my knowledge, no Republican-controlled states have ended gerrymandering. In fact, now they're fixing to gerrymander even more effectively, which is part of the reason why they control the House. So I'm with you, TJ. This is a major crisis, and I'm all in favor of education, but I think, frankly, right now, Democrats have to fight fire with fire, and instead of complaining about or even educating about gerrymandering, they need to start doing it. They also need to start purging Republican voters from the voting rolls in those red areas of blue states, in my humble opinion. TJ, thanks for the call. Sydney in Boston. Hey, Sydney, what's up?
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine, yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about boycotts. I have this theory, and I trust your knowledge to tell me if it's right or wrong or maybe. If enough people boycott a company, like, let's say, I don't want to say the name of any company, the companies that we know, and there's a long list of them that support Trump, have supported Trump during elections, et cetera, give big money. If we boycott those companies long enough, do our consumer dollars start to affect those companies enough that they're going to lose money and they will realize we are the power?
Well,
would that work?
Yeah. On the one hand, you've got, like, for example, Koch Industries owns a whole bunch of brands. You know, they own one of the major toilet paper brands, one of the major paper towel brands. They own a bunch of different companies. And yet,
none of which I buy.
Right. But most people have no idea, you know, because they don't say on their owned by Koch Industries. Instead, it says, you know, whatever the brand name is. On the other hand, if you look at what's going on with Tesla right now, what you are seeing is an ad hoc, kind of spontaneous consumer boycott, not just in the United States, but around the world, that is substantially hurting the company's sales and revenue, and which is weird because they just gave Elon Musk $28 billion worth of stock yesterday, in order to satisfy his fragile ego and craving for more and more money. I mean, he's now the world's richest man at $350 billion and online to become the world's first trillionaire. So, yes, boycotts can have an effect, but the problem is defining the target. And most companies now, particularly the politically active companies, I mean, there's a few exceptions where they're fairly visible, you know, like United Healthcare, you know, they've gotten a fairly bad reputation and a lot of their business practices have been exposed since their CEO was shot by Luigi back in the day, last year. But you know, by and large, I don't think that consumer boycotts are going to be our salvation. It's just going to be a tough one for Elon Musk for a while. But I get it. You know, we've done them before. I'm not opposed to them. I just don't see an infrastructure for making them happen. Sydney, thanks for the call. Great question. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. It is 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puff was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want. Not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, CB Distillery's VIP sale is back on for a few days only. You can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP. If better sleep, less stress, and pain after exercise sound good to you, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets. Many of you are already feeling the difference, especially with their sleep products. That's my personal favorite, their sleep gummies. They really work. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night or struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery, and now's your chance to save big with the code VIP. But this deal won't be around long, so don't wait. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything at cbdistillery.com, code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. cbdistillery.com, and you get 50% off everything when you check out. Use that code VIP. Welcome back. 10 minutes or 9 minutes before the hour. And Barbara in Aurora, Illinois. Hey, Barbara, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. I listen to your show all the time. It's the first time I'm calling.
Well, thank you.
And this is this is something, I bit off topic, but it's about Ghislaine Maxwell's situation. Mm-hmm. And my thought is, and I don't know if anybody else has come up with this idea, but perhaps it is more like that she, the reason she's getting the favorable treatment, it could be because she is actually blackmailing Trump. And because why in the world would he do something so controversial? All the MAGA people hate her as much as Epstein. Mm. And to be starting giving her favorable treatment, already he has her in a minimum security place.
Country club. It's a country club.
Country club.
She's taking yoga lessons every morning.
Exactly, exactly. And you know this would be so unpopular with all his people and everything. So what? Why would he do that unless there's something much worse he's worried
about?
Well,
the media is reporting. The media is reporting that there will soon be tapes released of her conversations with Todd Blanche, who is Trump's personal criminal defense lawyer,
right,
who now is the number two guy at the Department of Justice. And, you know, my guess is that those tapes will, A, exonerate Trump, and, B, point at Clinton. And
of
in exchange
course.
For that,
yeah.
And this is a woman, by the way, who, when she was sentenced, you know, the court went out of its way to demonstrate, you know, by actually prove that she was an unrepentant liar and had lied about just about everything. She denied knowledge of
exactly.
any of this stuff. That you know, she did her job, and so she's getting paid off. And And I'm guessing that, you know, their deal with her is, you know, so just sit tight for the next 3.5 years or maybe just another year until, you know, after the midterms at the very least. And then we'll get you pardoned. But for now, we're going to make life really, really good for you. So they waived the whole sex offender thing because sex offenders are not supposed to be in these country club prisons because they,
right,
you know, they don't
right.
have guards. They don't have guard towers. They don't have cameras. People have privacy. They, you know, because sex offenders could prey on the people there. So they waived that requirement. And now here she is, you know, having her yoga classes and her beauty treatments. It's the rest of us are scratching our heads. But I think this is just phase one of what's going to be a three-phase process of exonerating Trump, accusing Democrats, and getting the whole, you know, Jeffrey Epstein thing behind them. And I may be wrong, but I think not. Barbara, thank you for the call. Spot on. Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
I just have a question for you, Tom. Trump has alienated Mexico and Canada.
Yeah.
Their tourism is down like 1,000,000%.
Well, it's down around 20%.
How does he really think that having a 35% tax on Canada and Mexico is going to do nothing but kill our economy? The mayor of Windsor, Canada, was on the news last week saying that their auto plants, they're already laying people off.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand Trump at all.
Yeah. He's following advisors who I think are giving him bad advice on the one hand. But I think the larger issue for Trump, keep in mind, everything that he does is being driven by his childhood, being driven by his the narcissism that was unfulfilled as a child, that he, yes, he got away with everything, but he was never loved. And he thinks that when people grovel in front of him or when people applaud him, that's how he feels loved. And so he wants to do, you know, his rallies all the time and things like that, because that makes him feel loved. But if he can get, you know, Keir Starmer, or if he can get Ursula von der Leyen, any world leader, you know, Claudia Sheinbaum in Mexico or Mark Carney in Canada, to come and kiss his ass, and which is a phrase he used just a couple of weeks ago. He said he was so delighted that people from all, you know, leaders from all around the world are coming here to kiss my ass. That was what he said, or words to that effect. That makes him feel powerful and loved. And this is a guy who his entire life has felt powerless, even though he's had considerable power, and felt unloved. And so I think that he's doing this stuff to our economy. These tariffs, they give him that power to compel people to grovel in front of him. And they are groveling. And he's loving it. And so I think that outweighs any concern he may have about whether or not the American economy is going to crash as a result of his policies. I don't think he frankly cares. I think, in fact, what he's doing now by firing the head of the labor statistics, you know, the BLS, is he's preparing to do like Stalin did, which is basically, you know, have toadies in there who are going to tell us for the next 3.5 years, everything's wonderful, the economy's doing better than it ever did. He tried that during COVID. He tried BSing us about that stuff. We just didn't believe it. But this time, maybe we will. Mike, thanks for the call. It was a great question. On the other side of the break, will the Trump administration force some travelers to cough up $15,000 to visit the U.S.? If so, why?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through. through and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery with one free phone call. My specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Texas House will try to convene again for its special session today. It comes after state Democrats broke quorum, with some leaving the state in protest over Republican plans to redraw congressional maps to secure five new GOP seats. Democrats call it gerrymandering. Texas Democrats joined in Illinois state by Democratic leaders at a briefing in Aurora, Illinois, just outside Chicago. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton blasted Texas Republicans and the governor for ordering Texas Democrats to be arrested.
Governor Abbott has even called for duly elected representatives to be hunted down and arrested. That is authoritarianism, and all of us should be outraged.
In Tennessee, authorities say they've taken accused quadruple killer Austin Drummond into custody. It comes a week after Drummond allegedly killed three adults and a teen. Stocks on Wall Street tumbled over concerns of more tariffs and weaker than expected economic data. This is ABC News.
We bring the